Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. We live. Okay, finally it's working. Let me go live on Instagram. Let's go. Let's get it. We live. Listen. This is going to be a great one. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a fantastic one. Okay, so today, I don't know if you see the title. I don't know if you see what this video is going to be about. But today, we're speaking about failing fast. Not slowly, not in due time, but failing in a fast manner. Reason being, because the sooner you fail, the more you can learn. So let me write this on the board. Let me write down fail fast. Hold on. Let me write down fail fast. I don't know if y'all can see it in the camera just yet. Hold on. Yeah. So I'm going to write down fail fast. Woo! Listen. We diving deep today, okay? We diving deep. And the reason why we diving deep, because this topic is so important. Because the sooner you start, the sooner you learn, the sooner you begin, the more you are able to learn more about what you need to do, how you would like to go about doing it. It doesn't happen by accident. It happens when you force yourself to learn something new. So when I started along my journey back in 2020, I forced myself to fail fast. I didn't have all the answers. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have no clue nor idea of if this was going to work. I didn't know what working was. I just wanted to start. I just wanted to figure something out for myself. I just wanted to do and identify a path and a goal that I would like to pursue. See, when I pursued something, when I pursued my goal, when I pursued my dream, when I pursued what I had in mind, it showed me that there's power in starting. There's power in starting because the sooner you start, the quicker you are able to fail. And see, failing is not bad. Let me look up the definition right quick. Hold on. You know, I like to look up definitions just to give you a different perspective and a different meaning behind things. So let me look up the definition of failure. Okay, so failure. Let me go ahead and share my. Can you see this? You can't see it yet. Why can't you see this? Definition of failure. There we go. So let me see. Let me try to share it now. I don't know why I wasn't sharing. There we go. Definition of failure. Lack of success. The omission of expected or required action. Omission. That's just lack of success. Failure means lack of success. So let's just stick with that. Let me come back to the screen. Failure means a lack of success. Let me write that down for you. Failure equals lack of success. That's what failure means. Lack of success. See, let me go ahead and get back in place. Let me go ahead and get back in position. When I started, I didn't know what success was. I didn't know what failure was. I didn't really understand what it looked like for me. And understanding that everything has to, everything gets revealed in due time. It's the time that takes a toll on everybody. Because I'm not able to see the answers. I'm not able to see the result. I'm not able to see the success that I'm looking for. Nor do I have an idea of what I'm looking for. So failure is the definition of lack of success. Failing fast is meaning that you're learning quicker. When you have failure, that means you have lack of success. Doesn't mean you have lack of knowledge. But it means that you have lack of knowledge because you have to learn how to do something correctly. You have to learn how to be consistent. You have to learn this skill. For instance, I'm learning the skill of marketing. I'm learning the skill of marketing, and it's a lot that goes on with it. There's a lot of data. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of numbers. There's a lot of communication that goes into marketing. But I'm learning it. I'm learning it. I'm focusing on it. I'm practicing. I'm understanding it. Just because I start learning it doesn't mean I'm a failure. To have failure means lack of success. I'm learning something. Success can be me learning a new skill. Me being willing to learn and identify something that I'm not strong in. Me being okay with not knowing everything that goes on with marketing, but understanding that everything that I'm learning will come over in time, will make sense in due time. See, even though failure is a lack of success, it's a lack of success because you're not properly educated. Or you're looking at it in a different way. Or you look at it in a way where you're comparing it to others. Success, we have to break down the definition of success, because when we understand the definition of success, now we can start develop a plan of what we would like to do, how we would like to go about doing it. It's not going to come easy. And just because it's challenging doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Doesn't mean you shouldn't try. Doesn't mean you shouldn't continue to put yourself out there. Let me look up the definition of success. Because failure, since failure means the lack of success, what does success mean? What does success mean? So let me go ahead and look the definition of success. Because it's important to understand the definition of these words. Definition of success means the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. The accomplishment of an aim or purpose. And hold on, let me write that down. Let me bring it back in the camera. Success equals accomplishment. I'm not gonna write the full definition. Accomplishment. And why is this important? Understanding
the screen, right?
Hold on. Let me come back to the screen. Yeah. There we go. Listen, understanding what these words mean and the definition of them helps us identify the path that we are on. Failure is just a lack of success. But if you look at the definition of success, success equals accomplishment. What are we trying to accomplish for ourselves? If we look at the what we are doing in a different way, it will help us not be so hard on ourselves. Failure is just a lack of success, but the meaning of success is accomplishment. How can you accomplish something if you're failing? Or let's look at it a different way. Let me ask it a different way. How can you accomplish something if you're not learning something new? See, learning something new forces you to identify the path that you are on, the path that you would like to go. Because you have to be okay with not knowing what you need to know. A couple months ago, when I was learning about business, when I learned about marketing, I was learning about the path that I would like to pursue. I attended this business course twice because I just wanted to figure out what I wanted to do and the path I wanted to go about doing it, business, marketing, and what I have for myself. So as I'm in this course, as I'm in this business course, this veteran's business course, which is Action Zone, I'm in this course, but I'm just learning more about business. I'm learning more about communication. I'm learning more about customers. I'm learning more about marketing. I'm learning more about organization. I'm learning more about communication. There's so many different things that I've learned, and it was overwhelming to really understand them. It wasn't a failure that I didn't understand them. It was an accomplishment because I started to learn them. And so even though I'm learning and obtaining the information and trying to understand what's being presented to me, it's not a failure. Failure is a lack of success. If me not showing up to learn more about what I would like to do is a lack of success, because I'm not showing up for myself. I'm not showing up for myself, nor am I willing to learn and be okay with not knowing the information I need to know. See, understanding the words and the meaning behind them gives us some type of grace, because now we have a different perspective behind them. See, failure is a lack of success, and success is accomplishment. The accomplishment, as I was attending these courses, as I was attending the business courses, that I was learning about business. I was learning about marketing. I was learning how to bring value in a different way that's going to not only help me, but help Action Zone. I was learning all these things all at once. And all at once, it felt overwhelming. When you fail fast, it's going to be overwhelming. When you fail fast, it's going to be stressful. See, when you fail fast, you're no longer second-guessing yourself. I didn't second-guess myself when I knew I wanted to learn about business, marketing, communication, being a leader. There's so many things that goes on in factor with this. It's important to understand that we can start today, but as we're starting today, we understand it that we have to fail fast. There's this book that I'm reading. let me look up the book for a moment. It's called Fall in Love with the Problem, Not the Solution. And this book is by Yuri Levine. And what caught my attention, it said, fall in love with the problem. If we really look at it, the problem can be failure, because it can be a lack of success. See, if we dive deep with it, the problem is not the failure. See, the failure doesn't mean you have lack of success. The failure means you need to learn what the problem is. I said, oh, this title different. This title caught my eye, because once it caught my eye, I was able to, start reading it. It wasn't complicated to understand. It was more so of, if you understand this problem, if you're okay with failure, if you're okay with failing fast, you can start accomplishing what you would like to. You can start accomplishing things that you have thought about accomplishing. You can start accomplishing what you have in mind. See, having thoughts in mind is just having thoughts in mind is just a dream until you act on it. I'm learning this information. A couple months ago, I'm learning this information. As I'm continuing to learn this information, I go to different networking events, meetups, conferences. I'm paying to be in the room. And as I'm paying to be in the room, I'm learning something valuable. I'm learning something valuable that's going to help me. Learning something valuable that's teaching me more about marketing, more about communication, more about business. See, business is all around us, but it's understanding that it's not a failure when you start something. When you fail fast, you learn more, because you're not procrastinating on when you would like to start. See, hold on. Why is this important? It's important because you have to understand that you're not going to know everything. You don't need to know everything to start. When you start, this is how you're going to learn. So a couple months ago, when I gave a presentation, the program that I was in, it was called Action Zone. And then it was another program, once I completed my first one, that was like Action Zone, let me present. It's a community called 1 Million Cups for Entrepreneurs, or for entrepreneurs looking to pitch their business, get advice for how to be more clear and understand what they're doing. So they asked me, I was like, Torrey, would you like to do this? I was like, yes. Yes. I don't need to think about it. Hey, Torrey, we got this opportunity here. Would you like to do it? Yes. I didn't even think about it, because I knew something was going to come from this. I knew I had to prepare and really be okay with failing fast. And so they asked me, Terrell, do you mind doing this? Yes. They was like, you would you like to think about it? I said, no, I don't need to think about it. I don't need to think about it, because it's an opportunity that's going to help me more. And so Action Zone, they gave me the opportunity to present the business that I wanted to do. What I want to do now, which is Fick Advertising Agency, or advertising on social media. And so when I presented it on 1 Million Cups, when I presented, it was different. It wasn't different in a way where I was nervous. It was different in a way because I was failing fast. I didn't pitch. I didn't understand how to pitch. I wasn't familiar with pitching. Excuse me. I wasn't familiar with pitching. Even though I see other people doing it, but to do it myself, it was different. It was different because I was the one that had to stand up. I was the one that had to speak. I was the one that had to deliver. I was the one that had to pitch. See, oftentimes as you're putting yourself out there, opportunities are going to come, but it's when they come, it's the moment that they get seized. See, failing fast is just saying yes to every opportunity in the beginning that comes your way. The reason why I say beginning, because everything that comes your way, you have to learn from it. You have to be willing to look embarrassed. You have to be willing to not be that great. I actually have the video from the 1 million cups. Look at that. Look at that. Hold on. Let me pull this up for a moment. And then I'm going to share my screen so you can actually see what I'm speaking about. And it was incredible. It was incredible because, one, I got up and did it. Hold on. I got up and done. I got up and accomplished something. The success was me accomplishing this. You know what I mean? The success was me accomplishing this. Look at that video. Look at that shot. Player right there. And I ain't no player. I'm sorry. I'm not no player. Furthermore, look at this, okay? This is me presenting at 1 Million Cups with Action Zone, the program that referred me to 1 million cups. So as I record it, I'm just gonna play a little snippet of it. You dig what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me see if you can play. Hold on, let me come back to this camera. Were y'all able to see that? Social media was a powerful tool, but I got up and talked. I got up and presented. I got up and did it. See, failure is not getting up and doing it because it's a lack of success. But see, when I broke down success and failure is just you learning more about yourself. Failure is you learning a skill that you have never understood before. It's being okay with being embarrassed. It's being okay with understanding that there's a process behind everything that you have to go through. See, failing fast is understanding that I'm going to start today. When Action Zone presented me with the opportunity, I took the opportunity. I didn't even have to think about it. Do you want to do this? We have this opportunity at this time or this day. Would you like to do it? Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. You don't need to think about it? No. No, ma'am, I do not, because I want to seize the opportunity. I don't want to talk myself out of doing something when there's something is so new, when something is something new that I've never done before. And that's okay. When you get out your comfort zone, when you get out overthinking, overthinking, when you get out overthinking and not doing, you procrastinate because you think you're not good enough. You think you're not good enough and you never start because you don't have the belief and the courage to start. At least I didn't. I didn't have the belief and the courage to start I had the belief and the courage to start because I knew I didn't know what I was doing. See, having that type of confidence is just saying that I'm going to learn, and as I'm learning, I'm going to learn fast because I'm willing to fail. And as I was giving from the 1 million cups, as I was giving my presentation, I was speaking, I was talking, I was telling like what Fick Advertiser Agency does. I was telling the story. I was informing others of what the business was. And as soon as I got done, the best thing ever happened to me. I got, bombarded. But I got asked a lot of questions. Bombarded just means you just got, ambushed. kind of, not necessarily ambushed. Let me look up the word bombarded. Hold on. Let me look up the word bombarded. Bombarded. How do you spell that? Bombarded. Bomb, B-O-M-B-B-A-R-D. There you go. Hold on. Let me share my screen so y'all can see it too. Okay. Can y'all see it? Yeah. Bombarded. Attack. A place or person continuously with bombs. Nah, not attack. I don't want to use that word. Swamp. Yes. Yeah. Let's use swamp. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Direct a high speed stream of particles of a substance. Swamp is better. I got swamped with a lot of questions. And I wasn't expecting the questions. Or I was expecting the questions, but I wasn't expecting the type of questions that was asked. And so it was so special because I got up and did it. I got up and accomplished something. I accomplished the something, and the something was so amazing. What made it amazing, because I had the courage to get up and do it when I didn't know what I was doing. And so let me know in the comments if you're picking up when I'm putting down. Let me know in the comments if you're picking up when I'm putting down. So prior to me presenting at the 1 Million Cups, I actually had a coaching session, and it was just informing me on how the presentation is going to go. What I need to do, the type of slides and presentation I need to have, and as the presentation slides are going on, what do I need to say? So doing the pre-dry run of of me doing the pitch, not in front of everybody, but in front of a small group, maybe three people, doing a dry pitch or a practice run of three people, and it. I gave my pitch, I gave my presentation, and they gave me feedback. Okay, this is what you need to fix. You need to take this out. I had, 39 slides, if I'm not mistaken. They was like, yeah, let's take that down just a little bit. You should have anywhere from 10 to 12 slides. You don't want a lot, you don't want too many, you just want enough. And so as I'm in this pre-practice dry run for the pitch, They're helping me. Okay, take some of these slides out. Okay, you need to do additional research. And as you're doing additional research, make sure you are in the industry that you would like to focus on. As you're in the industry that you would like to focus on, understand that you just have to do your research. And then once you do your research, just understand there's a market for it, but I think you're going for the wrong market. What does that even mean? Going for the wrong market? In my head, I'm like, what does that even mean? DJ, what's going on, man? I'm like, what is that even? Wrong market. What does that even mean? So I'm asking questions. Yet today I went to the hospital because I had to get my stitches out. They took the stitches out. So as I'm in a waiting room, it was this gentleman there. Of course, we all go into the emergency room. But as we was there, me and him sparked up a conversation. And so as we was talking, he was like, he was telling me that about his life, about he was telling me about him coming to the hospital, him going to the hospital at different times. He was like, man, I hate waiting. He was like, but if I come at 1 o'clock in the morning, don't nobody be here. I'm like, 1 o'clock in the morning. So the question I asked, I was like, so hold on, you wait all the way up until 1 o'clock in the morning to come here so you don't have to wait? He said, yeah. I said, that's different. That's different. And so as he was telling me that you have to wait, he said his procedure that he was going through, he said get multiple opinions, multiple different perspectives, speak to multiple different doctors around on the same issue. I'm like, huh? I'm like, for what? Like, what's the purpose of that? He said, because you want to make sure that the doctors are saying the same exact thing. Of course, in their own way, but saying and identify the same exact thing that everybody else is looking at. So I'm like, okay. In my head, I'm like, okay, I guess that makes sense. I'm like, what's the purpose of that? That was like, he said, if you ask questions, you can identify what the problem is. I said, oh, if you ask questions, you can identify what the problem is. Go back to the book title from earlier, which is Fall in Love with the Problem, not the Solution. So failure is not the problem. Failure, having a lack of success, isn't the problem. Having an accomplishment, having something to accomplish, that's what makes it successful. And so as when he told me that, he said, just always be open to asking questions. Never stop asking questions. I came back and asked. I said, so keep asking questions until they give you the right answer. He said, yeah, because the problem is going to discover itself. I said, ooh, ooh, I said, ooh, I said, ooh, that's different. I said, ooh, that's different. It was different because it made me realize that asking questions is okay when you don't know what you are doing. You have to force this person to do their job because you're asking them questions. If you're asking questions, this person is doing their job. If you're not asking their question, this question, this question, that person's not doing their job, doing their job. And so understanding that, it gave me a different perspective, a different outlook, a different understanding of what failure really was. Let me look up the definition of problem, because I do want to look this up. I do want to look this up and just really just understand the word of problem. What is the definition of problem? Definition of problem. Problem. The definition of problem. Let me share my screen. Hello. My bad. I'm back. Let me share my screen. Okay. Problem. The definition of problem is a matter or situation regarded as unwelcome or harmful and needing to be dealt with and overcome. See, let me come back to the screen. Hold on. Let me know in the comments if you're feeling what I'm putting down. If you resonate with what I'm putting down, because oftentimes you just have to hear from other people to understand that the problem is okay. That failing is okay. That failing fast is not the end of the world. See, understanding that the world shows us, discover for us something that can help us over time. And as it's helping us over time, we have to understand that when you start something new, when you start and begin, you're failing because you're not learning. You're learning something new. And how many times you need to see something for you to understand what you are doing? See, for me, I had to go through this business course multiple different times, and I'm still going to different business courses because I just want to understand what business is. I want to understand what's the purpose of it. I want to understand the language. I want to understand like the lingo. The lingo is just the language, another word for language. I want to understand it. I want to learn that. But I can't learn everything all at once. I can't learn everything that goes on with business. It goes on with marketing, communication, leadership, sales. I can't learn everything all at once, but I can learn it in steps. Hold on. Don't leave. I just got to turn my camera back on. Hold on. Yeah, we back. Yeah. We back. Listen, I don't have to learn everything. I just have to be okay with learning something new and give it time for me to fully understand it. And what this does, it helps you grasp the information, just hold it, and just really put it in your mind. See, grasp is just, let's look up the word grasp. Hello. Grasp definition. GRASP definition. Let me share my screen so y'all can see this. Yeah. Grasp. Seize, hold firmly. When you grasp something, you're firmly holding it because you can understand it. You can understand it. See, understanding what the words are give us some type of lead way to understand that it's okay to fail fast. See, failing fast should encourage you to keep going. It's just the discouragement that we think doesn't come from it. Wait, it's just the discouragement that stops a lot of people from going. That stops a lot of people from continuing being consistent. It just stops a lot of people from even trying. Why should you try if nothing is coming from this? defining what success and the accomplishment means to you will help you identify the problems that you would like to solve. Identify the information that you would like to learn. See, I am learning about something that I want to do, that I enjoy doing, that I have a thought for. See, just because I have a thought for it doesn't mean it's going to come to my reality. I have to be okay with making my reality what it's going to be because I have to do the work to learn what business is. Business is a different animal because it's a lot of information. It's a lot of information. I remember when I first started going to school for a couple months ago that I was taking biology, a science class. I wasn't good at it. I wasn't good at it. Before I moved to Florida, I wasn't good at biology. I'm still not that good at it, but I you know how you packing, and as you're packing, you're finding old things that you haven't saw before, and as you're looking at the stuff that you're grabbing and the memories that you're just sitting in or reminiscing in, you start to think like, huh, is that really? I remember that. As I was moving, I was cleaning this box out, and I came across six different tests. I looked at each one of them individually. And mind you, during this time, I was in biology class taking biology. And as I looked at the six different tests, six different pieces of paper, I realized I didn't pass not one test. See, I failed the test because it was a lack of success. In school, to have success, you have to get you can't get an F. I got an F. My lack of success was me having an F. What came from this is that I had to retake the test. I had to retake the course. I had six Fs. I can't bring that F back up. One, because it's too low. Two, because I'm not fully understanding this information. I'm not fully understanding it. So how can I go from all else on a test to a C, at least a C, to a B, to A? I just have to be willing to do more work. I wasn't willing to do more work during that time because obviously I felt it. I just couldn't pick my grade back up. I just couldn't. There wasn't no hope for me in this class. I would retake it. I retook it. Failure is a lack of success. Success is accomplishment. I accomplished passing biology because I passed it. I didn't need to have 100% in the class. I just need to pass it because C's are passing. I don't recommend C's. I recommend passing. I passed biology because I showed back up. I failed fast. I failed six times. Yet I still accomplished the goal. I still accomplished the task because I passed. Oftentimes we have to give ourselves a pass to identify what we like to do for ourselves. Failing fast encourages you, not necessarily forces you. I'm gonna change that around. Failing fast not only encourages you, but it forces you to do something that you're uncomfortable with. It forces you to identify what you need to do and how you need to go about doing it. See, it doesn't come easy because if it came easy, everybody would be passing. I wasn't a part of that everyone because I failed biology. One thing for certain is that if you don't put the work in for yourself, if you don't start today, if you're constantly procrastinating, how are you going to get better over time? How are you going to get better over time? Because time, I did this podcast a year or 2 years ago. I did this podcast, and who did I do the podcast with? The Bacon Bay! Who did I do the podcast with? I can't remember the name of the podcast, but I did this podcast, and I was late to the setting. I was late to the interview. I was maybe a couple minutes late. And then I texted her. I was like, my apologies for me being late. My apologies for being late. She was like, time is of the illusion. I'm like, huh? What does that even mean? I said, what do you mean? She was like, time is of the illusion. I'm like, okay, well, do you mind, like, you know, breaking that down just a little bit? Time is an illusion because time doesn't matter. I said, ooh, time is of the illusion? Illusion? Illusion. I'm like, hold on, let me look up illusion. Let me look up illusion. Let me share my screen so y'all can see what I'm typing. Illusion. I-L-L-I-L-L-U-S-R. Illusion. Illusion, a thing that is or is likely to be wrongly perceived or interpreted by the seers. Wrongly interpreted, wrongly understood. Oh, that, okay, now that makes sense. Now that makes sense. Now that makes sense. Just think about on it, on how she said it. She said it so calmly. Time is of the illusion. You are okay. I said, oh, that's different. Because you have a different perspective on life. You have a different perspective on something that you're doing. You have a different perspective on your journey. And so as we're speaking and communicating with one another on this podcast, it was phenomenal because it just flowed. It was my first time doing a podcast or having someone reach out to me to do a podcast. It was an accomplishment because it was success. It wasn't a failure because it wasn't a lack of success. It was me putting myself out there on the internet, and then me putting myself out there on the internet helped someone to reach out to me via YouTube. I don't know why the name is not coming to me, why the podcast name is not coming to me, even though I'm talking about it. It's Like Me Podcast? Is that the name? Is Like Me Podcast? What is the name? God, dog. I can't even remember the name of it. I'm pretty sure once I get done talking about it, the name's going to come up. You know how it be going, like when you want to think about something and something's not coming because it's a failure. No, I'm just playing. It ain't a failure. It's just a lack of success. Even though it's a lack of success that I can't remember, it was an accomplishment because I did it. It was an accomplishment that I did it, that I've completed it, that I had the chance and opportunity to be on someone else podcast. See, understanding that failing fast forces you to learn something. And the something is you. You learning about yourself. You learning about what you would like to do. You learning and identifying the path that you would like to take for yourself. It doesn't come easy, because if it come easy, everybody would be doing it. I remember I was playing football back in high school, and my coach used to say that a lot. Like, if it were easy, everyone would be playing football. If it was easy, the whole school would be playing football. At the time, I'm like, so where aren't they? If they can play too. So then, as time progresses, as time goes on, and as I continue to learn more, everyone can do it, but everyone will not do it. Ooh, I said, huh? It gave me a different outlook of it. It gave me a different perspective and understanding. Just because everyone can do it doesn't mean everyone will do it. One, because they're not failing fast. Majority of people will not fail fast. 99% of people will not fail fast because they're afraid of getting judged. They're afraid of failing and hitting the ground harder than they ever expected. Harder than they ever expected. I remember when I was younger, I was learning how to ride a bike. And as I was learning how to ride a bike, my first couple of times, it was rocky. It was difficult. It was tough because I couldn't balance the bike. I didn't even know what balancing was. I just wanted to ride the bike. I just wanted to ride the bike and just have fun. I just wanted to have fun. But before I had fun, I had to learn how to do it. And so as I'm learning how to ride this bike, I'm learning and understanding that there's a process that goes on with moving this bike. What is the process that goes on with this? What is the secret? What is the work? What do I need to do? How can I position myself? I wanted all the answers, but I wasn't looking for all the answers. I just wanted to ride the bike. I just wanted to ride the bike. And as I was riding the bike, I learned how to balance the bike. Not the first time, not the second time, maybe not the 10th time. But the 11th time, I gave it a try. I gave it another try. because I didn't let failure, me not knowing how to ride the first time, I didn't let failure stop me because I had to understand the work that goes on with balancing this bike. So now it's not a lack of success. It turned into an accomplishment because I'm continuously learning how to ride this bike. See, oftentimes we have to learn how to ride the bike before we can accomplish the goals that we like for ourselves. You don't need to know the how. You just need to do the do as soon as you understand and have a thought for yourself. See, this thought is so powerful. Your dream is so big. There's a book, The Art of the Deal by Donald Trump. And as soon as you open the page, it says, if you gonna dream, why not dream big? I said, ooh. If you gonna dream, why not dream big? So in order to have a big dream, you have to be okay with failing fast. Okay. If you're going to dream big, you have to be okay with failing. If you're going to dream big, you have to be okay with failing because you don't have you have lack of success right now. And just because you have lack of success, you can start accomplishing small things for yourself, small wins for yourself. Because oftentimes we're so hard on ourselves. Us being hard on ourselves forces us to never start. Because we're not good enough. Because we don't know the how. How can I start? How can I be great? How can I be good? How? Instead of asking how, asking when can I start? Ask how can I start? Ask what's stopping me from starting? Because the answers, the three answers that is going to come from the three questions is the person in the mirror. It's the man in the mirror, as Michael Jackson would say. It's the man in the mirror. Because if you're not putting yourself out there in a way that's going to force you to grow, how can you grow? How can you accomplish anything that you have your mind to? It's impossible. Because you are the one that's stopping yourself. You're stopping yourself because you're not telling yourself that you can do it. You're not telling yourself that it's okay for you to learn something new. Learning something new is not easy. There's work that goes on behind this. There's a journey that goes on that you go through this. See, when you fail fast, you're committing for yourself. You're committing to yourself and identifying that you can do something when you put your mind to it. That you can do something. That something is accomplishing your dream. See, Donald Trump knew in his book, The Art of the Deal, it was so empowering and so powerful that as soon as you open the cover, if you're going to dream, why not dream big? I said, oh, okay. Ironically enough, I didn't even, if you're going to dream, why not dream big? And the mere fact that you can dream, that you can do, you just have to be okay with failing fast. See, one thing that I do recommend, because the book that I'm reading right now, Fall in Love with the Problem, not the Solution. Fall in love with the problem. Fall in love with you failing. Fall in love with you not being so great. Fall in love with you not being so perfect. Because there's going to come a time when all this imperfect action will turn into great action. Not perfect action, because you can never be perfect. You can always improve. It's going to turn into great action because you started when you wasn't great. How can you get great at something if you're not doing the work? I knew I wanted to make videos. Seeing other people make videos, I knew I wanted to make videos. I just knew it. But just because I knew it and didn't act on it doesn't mean nothing came from it. It's a process behind it. It's a process behind turning your failures into success, because your success are your accomplishments. Your success is a thing that pushes you, that encourages you, that inspires you. Because when times get tough, and believe me, they will get tough, they will get overwhelming, they will get stressful, you push through it. You push through it because you understand the work that has to be done. You understand the journey that you are about to go through. Correct, you don't understand the journey that you are about to go through, but that's okay because you're willing to fail fast. Your failure comes from you not having success. Can you have failure and success? I say you can have lessons and your lessons turn into success. Failure, the meaning of failure is lack of success. When you fail fast, your lack of success won't be lacking as much, because now you're able to identify what you would like to do, why you're doing it a particular way. Why does this matter? How is this helping you? Why is it great? Just because it's great. Just because you're doing it. Just because you have a dream and your dream is so big. Failing fast will help you understand the path that you are on for yourself. So even though, let's go back to the previous, even though when I was learning and went through Action Zone twice, I was learning. On the weekends, I was learning Action Zone. During the week, I was reading about business. I was going to different network events. I'm being around the conversations because I want to learn what the conversations are. Failing is not showing up. Failing is talking yourself out of doing something. Failing is not thinking you're great enough. Failing is not starting. Because there's no better time than to start than today. How do I know that? Because I started 4 years ago. And if you see my first video, it's not what it is today. It's not. Because there's a process that has to go on behind this. I mean, I saw a video with Kobe Bryant, and he was like, the mumble mentality, his brand and logo and business was the mumble mentality, which means by any means he's going to get this done. By any means he's going to accomplish this. By any means he's going to achieve his goals. And so he was doing an interview, and someone asked, and he was like, so what does mumble mentality actually mean? He said it's to help others become the best version of themselves. I said, oh. Kobe understood the work that he needed to put in order for him to be the best. Not the best NBA player, but the best he can be. The best NBA player and the stats and the records and the championships came after he proved it to himself. After he was willing to fail fast. He played in the championship, I believe it was, hold on, ain't no believing, let me look it up for a moment, hold on. He played in the championship, Kobe Bryant, 5 air balls, that was 1997, Utah Jazz, shots for it. It said, Ricky Kobe Bryant shoots 4 air balls in 5 minutes in the clutch against Utah Jazz in the 1997 playoffs. He shot 4 air balls in 5 minutes, but he still showed up. See, he didn't fail because he airballed. He didn't have failure because the balls didn't go in, because the basketballs didn't go in. He didn't have success because he wasn't playing hard. See, he accomplished something because he stepped on that court. And he started to realize and understand that his legs was underneath him. He didn't have the strength and the conditioning for it. Excuse me. I saw a video that he did. He said he didn't have the conditioning for it, because playing NBA pro ball is completely different than playing high school ball. See, the reason why I just brought this up, because Kobe Bryant shot 4 air balls. You know, I'm gonna show this right now. Hold on. I'm gonna show this right now. I'm about to go to YouTube. I'm gonna type in. Cause sometimes seeing is believing, right? Seeing is believing, so why not see what we believe? Kobe Bryant, 4 air balls. Okay. Can y'all see this? 1997. We're gonna skip that. We ain't watching that commercial. Look at that. One air ball. One air ball. One air ball. Okay? One air ball. And he wasn't even shooting the three. The other air ball. Let's go look at it. Let's go look at it. Another air ball. I'm not going to show the rest of the five air balls, the remainder of the three, because I don't want to get copyrighted and not be able to show my video or whatnot. Furthermore, you can see that he wasn't as good as he was. He won his first championship. Kobe Bryant, first championship, 2000. He won his first championship in 2000. He won his second championship in 2001. He won his third championship in 2002. Right? Kobe Bryant three-peat. Kobe Bryant, hold on. Who is it, Kobe three-peat? 2001, 2002. See, in 1997, it was helping him prepare for what he needed to do. Because when he prepared of what he needed to do and identify the work that needs to go on behind it, the work was something different. The work was something different than his rookie year, because his rookie year, he was getting used to the NBA. And the reason why this is so important, the reason why I just use Kobe Bryant as an example, because he had to airball shots before he made buzzer beaters to win the game. See, he had to fail fast so he can understand that him failing fast is him learning. See, when he had failure, lack of success, because the shots didn't go in, he's able to learn from this. He's able to grow from this, because now he can accomplish a championship. He won a three-peat. In 1997, when they lost, 3 years later, he won a three-peat. He won a three-peat. It wasn't by accident. It wasn't the fact that he wasn't good enough. He just had to do the work. He just had to be willing to do the work. Because once the work came, the results followed. Because he was willing to fail fast. He was willing to fail fast. He went to the NBA straight out of high school. Because he was willing to fail fast. He was willing to learn fast. He was willing to have failure for a short period of time, lack of success, quote unquote, to have some type of accomplishment. Getting to the NBA was an accomplishment. It wasn't a failure. It was an accomplishment. Moments that define us are the moments that pushes us. As I was speaking in front of as I was pitching the business that I would like to have, that I'm focusing on right now, it wasn't easy. It's not easy. I'm still figuring out what I would like to do, but now I'm understanding the process behind the work that has to be done. I can't be great if I never show up. I can't learn if I'm not willing to fail. I can't have success and or accomplishments if I'm not willing to fail fast. If I'm not willing to start today. Because starting today does something for you. It does something for you. And what it does for you, it teaches you something that you're not ready for. Something is going to push you forward. But even though it's pushing you forward, we're holding ourselves back. We're holding ourselves back because we don't have all the answers to what we need to do. I don't have the answer, so I'm going to keep asking, how can I do that? How can I start? What is a good time to start? Because I doubt myself. I have self-doubt. Learning the goal and the work that has to be done helps us learn the skills that need to be accomplished. The skills that need to be obtained. I'm sorry, the skills that need to be obtained. By obtained, I'm saying the skills that we need to start having. Skills that we need to start building. Skills that we need to start identifying that will help us. See, me learning something new taught me what business was. Because I was willing to show up. I was willing to show up, not know nothing. I was willing to learn something new. I was willing to identify what I would like to do. See, identifying what you would like to do is the most difficult thing there is. But it's putting yourself out there that forces you to identify what you would like to do. See, that book that I was speaking about earlier, fall in love with the problem, not the solution, is so important. Because oftentimes, it's the how that stops a lot of people. And in reality, it's the person that stops a lot of success. Because we're stopping ourselves. We're stopping ourselves. We don't think that we're good enough. We don't think that the timing is right for us. There's no perfect timing. There's no agreed. I appreciate you for joining in. There's no perfect timing. Because the perfect time is the day, the moment. No, I'm sorry. It's the moment, the day, the week, the month, the year that you begin to start for yourself. And once you start for yourself, now you just start to learn something new. Now you just start to learn something new. Christian just came in, and I'm glad he just came in. Christian is a real estate investor. He's a phenomenal real estate investor. Phenomenal, amazing real estate investor. I've been following Christian for a little minute. And when I met him, he wasn't just starting. He had a couple real estate deals underneath him, but he was like, he was persistent. He was consistent. I saw him online making videos. I said, this man is different. I said, this man is different because he's so consistent. He's so consistent. And he's so smart. He's smart. We all have to start somewhere. Everyone's path is different from the next. And just because the next person's path is not our journey, doesn't mean we should start today. Doesn't mean that we won't be good as the next person. Doesn't mean that we won't be as good as the next person. Well, the next person is their own good. It's their own level of good. It's not a comparison thing. It's a thing when you get around others that's doing something, you start to get motivated. You start to see what you can accomplish, and when you accomplish something, you start to grow in a way that you wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting to be going online and be able to tell stories in a way where I'm able to communicate, to able to learn, able to market, able to understand business. But it's a skill. Just like riding a bike, it has to be learned. Just like making videos, it has to be learned. And just like learning business, learning marketing, learning communication has to be learned. Everything that someone wants to do and they've never done it before, they have to be okay with learning it. They have to be okay with the basics, because the basics is something that is really, really important. Really important. I remember when I started boxing last year, when I started boxing, he was teaching me the basics. How to throw a jab. How to throw a hook. How to throw a jab and a hook. How to throw a jab, hook, uppercut. See, the basics helps you get... the basic help you focus on how you can grow. Because when you have the basics, when you have the skills, now you can start putting combinations in. Now you can start doing things in a way that's going to help you, because it's helping you grow and develop a skill. See, even though that my jab wasn't as good as the hook, as a punch, it wasn't the fact that it wasn't good. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. There we go. It wasn't the fact that I wasn't good. It was the fact that I had to learn how to be good. You just have to learn how to be good for yourself, and your skills, talent, and everything that you're doing will develop over time. You just got to give it time. Because once you give it time, now you're able to learn more. And it's so amazing to even see it, because now you understand that when you fail fast, you're not only failing, you're learning. You learn something new. You observe something new. You are okay with something new. Being okay with new will help you grow in a way that you're not expecting. Because as you're not expecting to grow in something new, you start to develop skills. You start to develop skills. Because your skills is something that can never leave you nor be taken away from you. All these books that I have behind me can go away, but I still have the knowledge that I have today. Doesn't mean I'm going to stop reading. No. Doesn't mean I'm going to stop learning. No. Sure ain't. doesn't mean I'm not going to stop putting myself out there. No, I'm sure not. I'm going to do that. When I have knowledge, when I have skills, or when someone has knowledge, when someone has skills, they become more confident in themselves. It just takes time to develop. How long can you be consistent with the skill that you are learning? With the skill that you are learning, how long can you be consistent? And the reason why this is important, because it helps you get yourself, push yourself out your comfort zone. The comfort zone is what stops a lot of people from reaching their dreams and accomplishing their goals. And even though you can't come accomplish your goal in your dream, you have to recognize that you're the one that's holding you back. It's kind of like a balloon. You have to let the balloon go in order for it to float. Because it's already floating in your hand, and as you're holding, you see the balloon. As the balloon is right here and you're pulling it along, the balloon is meant to be in the air, so why not let it go free? Your dreams are meant to be accomplished, so why not accomplish your dreams? The same perspective of letting go the balloon, let the balloon go all the way to the sky. And wherever the sky takes it, the sky takes it. We have to understand that our dreams are just in the sky. We have to be willing to grab it, to pull it back down and hold on to it and pull it as we are walking and accomplishing our dreams. Remember, when you fail fast, you're not failing. You're learning something new. Because when you're learning something new, now you're understanding the work and the information is that you have to learn in order for you to understand what you are doing. See, the meaning of failure is lack of success. If you really dive deep and understand the meaning of success, I mean, success is accomplishments. If you accomplish one thing for the day, for the moment, for the week, you will understand that the accomplishments, the success, the work is building on top of one another. And now you're willing to not only fail fast, but to learn how you're failing. That's why it's so important to not only begin, but to push yourself. If you can't push yourself, get around others that can push you. That others can be accountable for. That you can be accountable for them. And you can be accountable, and they can be accountable for you. Because we grow together once we understand how we want to grow for ourselves. Listen, if you enjoyed this video, make sure you share this video with a friend that needs to hear this on failing fast on something that they would like to do. And why is it important to even watch this video? Just share this video with the first person you just thought of. And then I appreciate y'all for joining in. I'll see y'all tomorrow at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll see y'all tomorrow. I appreciate y'all. All right, y'all.